Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5gmsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. For today's episode of 5 Gems in a Trench Coat, we recommend you listen to this with headphones. If you are scared of the dark, squeamish around topics of hunting, the paranormal, and the supernatural, then listener discretion for this episode is advised.
Gather around, come one, come all, and listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5 GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 5 GMs in a Trench Coat, Season 5. From inside the tent, I'm Adam Gonzalez. I'm taking us through Kids on Bikes, Second Edition. We're traveling through the states. Not all 50. It's hard to hit all 50. But we're just having a great time. Kiddos, we're camping. At least we're hiking to camp. You parked somewhere in a little parking lot in Yellowstone, maybe a little off-road, and you are in Yellowstone National Park, National Forest. It's humongous. It touches three states, something you guys would know. You're avid quote-unquote campers. You guys went to summer camp a lot, and they made you do like learn the different states and learn the different states parks, national parks. Yeah. And you guys have your equipment. You have all these things. You're maybe a mile out from wherever you left the car. It's likely been a day or two getting here, settling down. What do you guys do as you hike? What does hiking look like for the team here? And as you start talking, introduce yourself and introduce your character.
I'm in the back, like, wait up, guys, hold on. Wait, my legs are small. You guys, please, hold on. I'm Kim, and I'm playing Clem, Tachibana.
Come on, guys, like just up ahead. There's this, like, I'm pretty sure there's like one of those big old ass trees up. Hold on, I'll go. And he's like running ahead, looking at things, running back, bouncing around. And I'm Tanlin, and I'm playing Javi.
Oh, hold on a sec. I think that this plant might be medicinal, and I'm gonna touch it. And you're like, oh, never mind. It makes my hand feel bad.
Yeah, as you touch it, you reminisce just slightly on some hives you had maybe a bit ago. It's uncomfortable, but it's nice to be out in nature and surrounded by the sounds of the natural world, not the sounds of things stressing you out.
And I'm Jesse. I'm Blazeek.
You don't have to do this, guys. I swear. Just wait right there. Javi, don't move. Javi, don't move.
No, I'm just going
to. Javi, don't. I swear to God,
I'll
don't
be
move.
Right back. No.
Javi, no, just, don't move. Javi, I'm so literally, like, literally, give me like 2 seconds and I'll catch up.
Okay.
You don't have to keep bouncing around.
Yeah, but like, okay, so because
I know you're excited.
It goes on a decline right over this, so it's gonna be really easy for you.
You want me to roll down the hill?
No, it's just
you want me to roll down
the momentum.
Hill? Might as well just push me down the hill then, Javi.
You guys, I think this plant's actually like edible.
Zeke, stop touching plants. Zeke, you're gonna hurt yourself.
We only have so much calamine lotion.
Yeah. I cannot have you sick, and then we have to drive.
You've gone through one bottle at least.
I'm gonna put one of the leaves in my mouth.
No,
do not.
Spit it out.
I spit it out.
Your tongue tingles with almost fiberglass-esque prickles. Not life-altering, but very uncomfortable.
Oh no. I
was
wrong.
It a nettle?
Yeah, was it bad?
It is bad.
You just stop.
You know, bears pee in that.
A lot of things probably pee in that.
Well, yeah.
Mountain lions, deer.
Something snaps, a branch maybe.
Mountain lions.
Not very far. You look, you see a deer. A young male deer, not quite a buck, some sprouting horns. Just existing in the space as you do. Notices you, looks up at you, crunches some leaves, just waits. You guys stand there still?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Goes back to eating, crunching its leaves. And it's nature.
I mouth to Zeke. Pee's in there. That pee's in there. Shits in it too.
Okay, baby.
Who has the bird book?
I think you have the bird book.
I have the bird book already.
You have the binoculars already.
Flipping through. Trying to match the bird. Yeah, never been birding before.
Never, yeah. You
except for summer camp.
Yeah, you're seeing like cuckoo, cuckoo. Like, what is that? Like, what noise is that?
Are we sure that's a bird?
What else would it be?
Are you guys walking still? As you do all this, or are you just kind of just standing in the space with
I
the deer?
I think we might just be just standing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you stand here. Again, maybe now you're 2 miles out. You do know you're hiking to what is supposed to be like a relatively like used clearing that's often used for camping up in this way. There's a little trail to go there. It's about 5 miles out from the van, but it's frequently used. You don't think it's supposed to be too crowded. You guys kind of drove in pretty deep to get to this place. You're just looking for some time to camp yourselves. And you stand in the space. The deer takes off. You don't think you moved too aggressively or anything. Maybe it just got started by something. And the wind that's rustling the leaves stops for a moment. And it's just silent. No birds, no buzzing insects. No crinkling of leaves for maybe 3 seconds. And
you scared the deer away. I was going to take a picture.
I didn't do nothing.
Wash, you should rinse your mouth out, dude.
You should. Where's your water bottle?
Okay. I'm feeling better.
What took you so long to do that?
Well, I was looking at the deer.
I'm trying to find the bird.
There might be a yellow-billed cuckoo bird.
How do you know?
They're not super common in Yellowstone, though. I mean, they're not here. But. Trumpeter swan? I don't know.
A what?
I don't know. I'm looking at the book.
Who's it? What's it? Are you just saying bird names, Javi?
A chickadee. Chickadee.
Why don't we keep it?
Javi, aren't you trying to go ahead? The deer's gone.
I gotta go.
Hey, you continue on with the hike. You go for a while and you begin to hear just the sound of like light running water.
Ooh.
Over the kind of just off in the distance.
Javi's so excited.
You've been hiking for maybe 3 miles now, 4 miles. You're close to where your campsite should be, if you're going in the right direction. and it's peaceful out here. This is what the road trip should have been and is, really. You've had a couple of detours, but this itself is nice. The nature of it, kind of the natural beauty, consumes you in a moment almost, right? It's, you kind of forget everything else for a bit. Then you hike for another mile and you're there. You've come to a small clearing, nothing huge, just cut out. Maybe they can fit like four decent sized tents here. It's just you guys. You can see some like leftover camp stuff. Someone was likely here earlier this week or maybe even yesterday, but you're the ones who have arrived.
Well, it's starting to just...
I guess we'll all set up camp. Yeah. Yeah. Do one little thing.
Cool. Are you guys going to do like a bear bag or anything? You know, sling it up and...
Yeah, probably should.
Yeah.
Bears.
Bears.
And chickadees. And cuckoos.
But wouldn't but birds bears. Be able to get up there?
Bears.
Bears. More...
Bobcats of sorts.
Okay. What else?
Mountainous lions, even. Yeah, we should probably do... I don't want... Bears.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Bad.
Not worth it, yeah.
I just die if there's a bear.
You said you would just die if there's a bear?
I don't know.
I don't think you should just die if there's a bear.
Why not?
I think maybe you should try and protect yourself, maybe.
Depends on the bear that comes up.
That is true. Now, if it's a polar bear...
Then why is the polar bear all the way
exactly
here?
Exactly, why is a polar bear here?
I think that polar bear is... more scary than a regular bear.
Brown bears are skittish, I think, are the ones that you can scare away. Black bears are the one you hunker down and hope. Right?
I don't...
Grizzlies. Grizzlies. I don't know.
Grizzlies.
It's in the name.
Oh. There's some...
It's rabbits.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get this bear thing up.
Yeah, put all your stuff in there.
Yeah.
Anything scented? Lotions? Anything...
Reach into my bag. Skincare.
Thank you.
Hair stuff.
Yep.
Cologne.
Uh huh.
Aftershave.
Yeah.
Shaving cream.
Okay. Where's your lip balm?
I don't have a lip balm. It's chapstick, but it is cherry flavored, so I understand the misconception that it would be lip balm.
Tomato, tomato.
Oh.
Zeke, you got anything?
No, I don't got really anything. I mean, I got some snacks. I'll just throw snacks in there.
Okay, put the snacks in here.
All right.
Deodorant.
Is there anything else? Do I need to pat you down to make sure?
Why do you take all these things camping?
Well, it's just already in my bag.
Oh, that makes sense.
And you just brought...
my bag.
You're right. Close it. Put it up.
Yeah, you guys sling it up. You said
you watched me try to do it.
I know, I got it. Nope. Amanda, I got it.
I got it.
Oh my god.
She's got it.
One more time, hang on.
There it goes.
Nice.
We did
nice.
It.
Yeah, nice work.
We did it, yeah. Yeah, man.
Very proud of you.
Thanks.
You guys kind of settle in. A 5 mile hike's a longer one. It takes a good chunk of time. Nothing crazy, but a good chunk of time, maybe like an hour or two. The day's not quite winding down, but it's no longer the middle of the day. It's a bit later. I'd say like 3-ish, 4-ish. You have the tent set up. You kind of have the day set up. Are you guys going to go out and like explore more, or was the hike enough and you're just going to hang out at camp?
It seems like Amanda might need a break.
I'm fine. I'll be fine.
There's a little loop just around the corner.
Okay.
It says so on the map.
How little of a
and
loop are we talking?
Only 3 miles.
Like in total?
Well, it's a loop. And so we'll just be walking in one direction.
All right. I can do that. Is it flat?
Well, it's a loop.
A loop can have...
it. So it might be uphill the first half.
Like steep or just like a small incline? You need to get better at reading maps, Javi.
Well,
there's no indicator.
Well, there is, but I want to go on it.
We'll go. Okay. Before we leave, dinner, hot dogs, ramen, tuna sandwich.
Mm.
A lot of protein in tuna. need that. We have the carbs in the sandwich, bread.
Okay. I like pickles.
Electrolytes. Perfect. I'm in.
All right, tuna sandwich for dinner it is. Sounds good. We'll go to the loop.
The loop might be kind of steep in the first half, but it like plateaus and then it goes downhill on the last end.
All right. There's do you like object a lake to the
in loop? It. No, loop sounds fun.
Okay, we're going to loop.
You go to this loop, and it's just a nice hike. Can everyone give me your grit rolls?
I got a 6.
An 8.
Two, I have no an eight,
quit. A 6. You might have bitten off more than you could chew, Javi. You were running ahead too much.
Times a lot.
You're getting gassed. The two of you, you kind of keep a better pace, and you're not gassed by halfway through. Javi, I think you were just moving yourself too quickly.
I was just having too much fun.
You do notice again a moment of silence. The running water almost seems to have disappeared even. It lasts maybe 5 or 6 seconds this time. And as it does, Javi, you're a bit ahead and you kind of step down and you hear like a ksh, and you look and you've stepped on what appears to be the back leg of some small mammal. Without a body.
Obviously I step off of it backwards. Mm-hmm. Then I look behind at the other two and I just kick it into the bushes. I don't need anyone stressing out over a little,
absolutely.
It's a loop. You know, it's nature. Does it look fresh?
Okay. It was killed today, mm-hmm. Not within the last hour. You can guess.
Okay.
It's not like oozing right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll kick it into the bushes. Look around. Do I see any tracks? Whatever, you know?
Are you looking for tracks?
Yeah, just
yeah,
as they're on their way over, just like make sure.
Yeah, give me a brains.
Okay.
Buddy.
Give me my point.
You kick it off into the bushes. You keep walking. The two of you kind of catch up. There's a light odor here. Just musk. And you keep walking. You wrap up this loop and the sun's getting close to no longer being out, so it's probably about time to get back to camp.
I'm so excited for these tuna sandwiches, guys.
Tuna sandwich.
Howie does a little song and you guys...
a little song as we go down.
He's very familiar with tuna sandwiches, alright?
Okay.
It has everything you need in it. Eat 3 of them, bitches.
3? You're
after
right.
After practice...
You eat 3 tuna sandwiches after practice?
Sometimes.
That's a lot of tuna.
I used to sometimes.
It's a lot of tuna.
My knee doesn't hurt. Anyways.
You will walk. I would like everyone to give me a grit roll.
No, God.
As you're coming down this like last little like kind of downturn.
Got a 3.
A 9.
Oh, all right.
Get another token.
Javi, you've kind of gassed yourself out, and I think a rock gives out from under your foot.
Oh, my God.
And you just tumble down this kind of light hill. And as you slide into the bushes, you feel a water-resistant texture underneath you. And kind of brushed under bushes and dirt here is a like crumpled-in tent.
Well, now my knee hurts. What?
Oh, you okay?
Oh. You alright?
Yeah. Ow.
Kind of ate shit.
There's like a tent here.
What?
Yeah, it broke my fall. Not really. I don't know. I don't know why I said that. Just like getting up, brushing myself off, and then putting my hands on my hips, like looking down at the.
What's this tent look like? A tent?
I mean, it's covered in brush and stuff. Like, are you yanking it out? Because like it is covered.
Oh,
in, like,
yeah,
bushes.
Okay, yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. Then yeah. Just like.
And I'll hop on down and help him out.
Yeah, you start yanking on this tent. It's a larger tent. It's probably about larger than yours. It's about a 5-man tent. Mm. Your guys, I would say, is like a 2.5 man. Like, you guys kind of squeeze. And you guys yank this 5-man tent out. And it has holes here and there. Like, you can kind of see the ground through parts of it that you shouldn't necessarily be seeing through it. But it's not erected, so you can't quite, like... Unless you guys want to try to reassemble it or hold it up to really see what the holes are or anything like that.
No.
Like, inside, there appears to be 2 bags that are like half, like have like half stuff in them. They're not like empty, but they're not full. And there's like a sock, 2 pairs of shoes in there.
They're, well, not pairs. It's like mixed match shoes in there, like four shoes in there.
Weird.
I'm going to look through the bag, see if there's like a wallet or something I can get some identification.
Yeah, one of the bags has two like journals, but like sketchbook journals. And then the other bag has a wallet with an ID in there. And it is a one Daniel Lopez. Mm. It just appears to be, from the date and timing and all that, you can tell they'd be about 40, a 40-year-old man.
Weird.
Yeah. Maybe there was like a storm or something? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a bummer.
Poor Daniel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing. What are we going to do? Yeah. Call the police.
We shouldn't do that.
We definitely not. Not even a little bit. Yeah.
Not even a little.
I'm going to open up the journal and see if there are like dates on it or anything.
Yeah, you begin thumbing through this journal. There are no dates, but... Give me a brain roll.
Oh, I haven't been doing good on brain rolls. Seven.
Appears to be some kind of notching system above each page, almost like holes put in it, that you might assume correlates to something. You can't figure out what it correlates to. And each page is an incredibly detailed sketch. The first, at least for the first book you're thumbing through, the first couple are a deer, birds, a lot of bird watching stuff. About 4 or 5 pages in, there's one of a tree, and then the entirety behind the tree is shaded in, like in its entirety, like almost like the nighttime, like the darkness behind it, like you can't see trees beyond it. And you see a clawed hand that reaches what you would have to assume if it's one of these trees, like 10 feet up. It's coming from behind the tree 10 feet up, and it's just there with like little scratch divots into it. And then behind that, there's a sketch of a bush with berries and then tufts of fur of different animals. Like you recognize the tufts of fur don't match, right? There's like some deer fur, there's some like rabbit fur, there's a piece of like a chipmunk's tail fur. There's different things, and these are very in-depth sketches. And then the next one is birds, and then one is of a fish on a hook, and then you kind of thumb through it, and it continues in that fashion. There's another one where it's two trees and the darkness, but in the darkness there's these two little beads that have been shaded red, kind of reflecting back. It's so detailed, you know that what's looking at you in these drawings is reflective. It's not red eyes, it is reflective. It's reflecting whatever light is coming back that way. And it continues. Like I said, it's a continued trend. There's no full portraits of any thing. It's just random interspersed.
That guy's making creepy drawings.
Oh, was that one in the bag?
Yeah. Here, look. Oh. Creepy drawings.
Ugh. Gross.
Very.
Wow, I'm nervous.
First bears.
Now bears. Bobcats. Creepy things.
Now, whatever this is.
Ooh. It's getting dark.
Yeah, we should probably get back. Tuna sandwiches.
Tuna sandwich.
Yeah, let's get back.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys gonna take this tent or anything? Or you're gonna leave everything here?
No, it's all torn up, right?
Yeah, like, I might, in whatever booklet map thing I have of this loop, just like kind of like put a dot where we are if it comes up.
You're taking the booklets with you? Or are you leaving those here as well?
I'll leave those, but I think I'll take the ID just so we can...
Okay, sounds good. You guys make it back to camp. Maybe that took a little longer than you expected. It is darker than you'd like to have made it back to camp. But you get there. Everything's set up already. You make some quick tuna sandwiches. And everyone eats, and you start a little fire. You sit around the fire.
Oh, we should have got marshmallows.
Yeah, we should have.
Oh, dang. These are good tuna sammies.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
What's that?
Yeah, what is it? Get your book. Quickly.
Flipping through pages.
Quickly, Javi.
Yeah.
What does that make?
Maybe a yellow-rumped warbler? Mountain bluebird? You guys see blue anywhere?
It's dark.
Right.
Wait, you're the one who has the binoculars, Javi.
Well, it's dark.
These birds are freaking me out a little.
Yeah, they're like, pretty lively for the time of night it is.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's weird.
And then it's silent.
Did you kill the bird?
I hope not. It's been real quiet.
The wind has stopped. There's no rustling anywhere. Your fire is the only thing crackling, making noise, bringing any semblance of life to this area.
One time I went camping with my dad and my cousins. Random. I don't know. How old was I? Oh, I don't know how old I was. Like 10, maybe. I was little. And my cousins, they're way older than me. And I had to go pee. And we were in this little fucking tent, and it was really dark out. And I tried to wake up my cousin, and he was like, just go. I need you to go with me. And he said, no, just go. Or, you know, I don't remember what I was saying. Anyways, we go. I get him to go out there. And as I'm peeing on like a tree, I think, or something like that. I don't know. I heard like rustling. So obviously, promptly stopped peeing. And, God, what happened? He was just like really like, oh God, there's probably things in there. And it was just my other fucking cousin. I almost shat myself that night. That was scary.
Yeah.
What was I even talking about?
I don't know.
That was a stupid story. I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. Peeing at night in the woods. It's something for sure. You pee in the woods?
Yeah. There's no toilets out here. So.
Yeah.
Good story.
Yeah, good story.
It was not a good story. You don't have to lie. It was just really quiet, and I didn't know what else to say.
I guess that's fair. It was very quiet. A little too quiet.
Yeah, really quiet out here.
I guess that's the woods. I don't know. I haven't been out here and like out camping in a while.
Yeah, because I mean, like usually there's like tree rustle, wind
noises,
sound. I guess I haven't been in Yellowstone before. Maybe that's just how it is here.
I don't know. I can't believe you forgot marshmallows.
I'm really fucking sad about it, dude.
Remember that one night you ate like 10 marshmallows and then you got a stomachache?
Oh, no, I don't remember that actually. Yeah,
really?
Didn't happen.
Really?
Nope.
You had.
Never had a stomachache before.
You had 3 s'mores. The rest of them were marshmallows. You burnt at least 2.
There's no such thing as a burnt marshmallow.
It was on fire, Javi.
Yeah. As God intended, all right? You don't put things in fire to not light them up.
I remain neutral.
Is there
a crispy, crunchy?
It was black. It was a burnt marshmallow.
Oh, okay. So now there's something wrong with black things. Great. Nice work, Amanda.
Wow, Amanda.
No, you didn't come on that too.
And we're asleep in the tent.
The Badlands. Legend has it that beneath the dust, something old and powerful still whispers to any gunslinger foolish enough to listen. One day, aboard a doomed train into the wastes, 3 unlucky travelers hear that call. A runaway socialite, a shape-shifting bounty hunter, and a retired thief turned family man. Will our outcasts find what they're looking for?
I mean, we're already here. Let's have a little fun.
You really went in there, guns blazing.
I thought that was the plan.
My potions are
miraculous.
I thought we were being quiet.
Oh, Stump only has one volume. Sorry.
Wild roses grow out of his mouth, having filled his lungs.
What's happening out there?
Violence.
Find out on Mage Hand High Five.
This episode is brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romance novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I, Kim, am a really big movie lover, and I've recently gotten back into reading, so I just finished Project Hail Mary, and I really enjoyed their piece about how we've been getting First Contact all wrong, and their piece on how Hope Corps seems to be the future for sci-fi, especially with the vibe of Project Hail Mary and Superman last year. Hope is punk. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBCManySided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
It was a nice, calm night for the most part. You guys don't even realize, but in telling the stories, sound came back. The forest became alive again. Maybe it just needed a bit of your life to get it going. You've all fallen asleep. Who falls asleep first and who falls asleep last?
Me first.
Yeah, you conk out. Yeah, light snoring. Who's next?
I was running around all day.
Yeah, out. Almost seconds after Amanda. Zeke, you're left awake. How's it going?
I mean, not great. We found a creepy abandoned tent.
Could have been the wind.
Yeah.
Do you sleep? Or are you having a hard time?
I'm having a little hard time falling asleep. It's a little chilly.
You doze off for maybe a minute. No, maybe 10. You're not sure. Sleep is weird. And you're woken up to watering eyes and a stinging nose at whatever stench is making its way into this tent. It reeks. It's reminds you of the musk you smelt on the trail, but stronger. It's like wet dog met rotten flesh. And you smell it. Your friends don't seem to smell it. They're still asleep.
I'm going to kind of like rub my eyes and kind of look around to see like what's making that noise, that smell.
Yeah, so I mean you are in a tent. Are you gonna like unzip and peek out, or are you gonna unzip the little thing to look out the mesh?
Yeah, I think I'll look out the mesh.
Yeah, so you unzip the little portion of the window, letting in a little more of the smell. It's pungent. And it's almost like a punch in the nose. Your eyes water a bit more and you look out. Give me a grit.
I got a one. You know what? I'm going to spend a thing.
Okay.
Got a six.
You wipe your tears away. It sucks, but you've gotten sprayed by a skunk before. It's close. And you look around, and you don't see anything. Or maybe you do. Maybe it's the stupid fucking drawings that are in your head. Mm. You swear you see a hand just holding onto a tree. But it's so dark, Zeke. It couldn't possibly be that. Maybe it's your mind playing tricks on you. What does Zeke believe?
Zeke, I think he's just sitting there staring at it, kind of like looking. He's like, in his mind, he's like, no, I'm sure it's nothing. It's probably some rotting carcass out there or something.
As you stare, your vision warbles the way that only eyes that are straining can do. When you stare at something, it's almost, especially in this kind of darkness with this kind of strangeness, it's almost like a guaranteed optical illusion. It's not moving. And then You hear a noise and you swear you see a hand scratch and disappear. And then you notice that it's so quiet. It's so, so quiet in this forest. The sound of the stories of the lives you've lived aren't making a noise. You can't hear Amanda's snoring. You can't hear Javi's rustling around as he moves. You can't hear any life outside. It's just silence. And what does Zeke do?
I think he's just going to sit as quietly as he can, just listening.
Zeke, you sit as quietly as you can, just listening for maybe an hour. No sound comes back. Your friends start making noises again. They are sleeping next to you. Maybe it was your mind playing tricks on you. You try to go to bed, Zeke?
Yeah, I'm going to try to go to bed.
Yeah, do you zip it back up? Smell's dissipated a bit.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to zip it back up.
You zip it back up. You close your eyes. You try to drift off. You drift off. Can everyone give me just a luck roll? D20. 12. 19.
A 9.
Clem. The sharp sound of a large branch being torn from a tall portion of a tree and a thump of that said branch hitting the ground not more than 20 feet from your tent. Silence, except for the noises that are being made directly paces outside of your tent. What do you do?
I wake up from the noise of the sharp noise from the branch.
Uh-huh.
And then I start hearing all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to stay so still.
You sit frozen. You hear the sack that you had hung in the tree hit the ground after hearing the rope severed. A stench makes its way into the tent. You aren't sure, but the way your heart feels, you're almost positive that it's going to give away your location. You might be sitting here so quietly, but with no birds and with no wind and with no running water and just the light breathing sounds of your friends next to you, the way your heart and your blood sounds in your ears, you can't imagine anything else not being able to hear it. And you sit there unmoving until the noise stops after about 2 minutes. How long do you sit there?
As long as I can.
The fear or the panic washes over you after about 30 minutes of sitting quietly. You finally stop hearing the rush of your own blood, the thrum of your own life. And you simmer down. Does Clem go back to sleep?
No.
No, Clem can't sleep now?
No.
Okay. Clem, you lay there next to your friends, just awake. Can I get luck rolls from you guys?
Oh, 9.
20.
You wake to the tent itself touching you as fingers press into the tent and feel around at the sides of the tent. Do you pull away?
Yeah, I pull away.
Upon waking up, you jerk to the side away. You hear the movement of the tent as something's touching the tent. You see Zeke jerk to the side. You hear something run off. And of course, the worst part about it is you were awake this whole time and you didn't hear it get that close to the tent. Zeke, you're awake.
Oh.
You see Clem kind of awake but motionless.
Mm-hmm.
You're both sitting there. Silence?
Yeah, I think I'm kind of listening. Because we heard it run away, right?
Hmm?
Yeah, I'm waiting to see if there's any more like noises.
You have to imagine that whatever just landed was as heavy as a rock or a big log. The crackle of a campfire breathes life back into this area for just a moment. You see your tent is alight with the dull flames of a campfire you know you put out as it's just reignited. You two sit here. The flames softly roaring in the background, crackles of wood giving its life essence for this moment of energy and power to create a flame. And it crackles, and stories sing upon the embers the way stories and words sang around the embers when you all sat there. And the crackles and the embers breathe just a bit of life back into the forest. The animals are making noises again. Little chitters, maybe some bugs here or there. It's not deadly silent anymore. But you still hear little movement here or there. Or just the soft of something nearby. But the rest of the forest isn't responding to it anymore. What are you two do?
Oh, I think I'm going to wake up Javi.
Yeah.
Shake you.
The tent is glowing orange from the fire on the outside.
Did you light the fire? What's going on?
No.
No.
What happened?
Someone grabbed me from outside the tent.
There's something outside.
The zipper moves maybe 3 inches.
I'm gonna grab something to get ready to throw.
Also just like looking for like pocket knife.
Quiet again. Have any of you, the three of you, ever been hunting?
I think I probably would have, but it wouldn't be like hunting.
Did you and your dad take whatever you hunted to go get processed, or did you process it yourself?
I think we got someone to process it. I don't think
you didn't do any of the skinning?
No. I think I would have watched them do it.
There's a very particular noise that skin being pulled from fresh flesh makes. And you hear it. And your shoulders tingle and your fingers go numb. Because you know something that was alive moments ago has just had the outer layer of itself removed. Clem, What thing were you always told to be scared of?
My dad was a Boy Scout. Mm-hmm. I think he always told us and took me camping when I was little, even besides the like summer camp stuff. Always told me to stay put. Always told me to never go out in the woods without someone else. Mm-hmm. And always told me to never stray from whatever path we're on.
Yeah. Clem, every time you blink, and it's not often because when you're trying not to move, everything locks in place, but your eyes dry, especially with that orange dull glow from the crackling fire outside that you did not light. And when you blink, every single time, painted on the back of your eyelids, you see endless trees. No trail. You don't know how you got there. And you open your eyes and are immediately still with your friends. And it's seconds, milliseconds. It doesn't take you long to blink, but every single time, your body and brain go through the exact same terror that one truly lost in the woods would go through. Javi, what were you told to be scared of when you misbehaved? What would come steal you away in the night? What were you afraid of as a child, whether it be a mythical beast or not?
I think my mom was very paranoid, especially like being her only baby. She's like, don't go out too late at night. Don't talk to strangers. Someone's gonna steal you. Like I don't want anyone to take my baby away from me. You know, it's always like the fear of strangers, stuff like that.
As you blink, carved, dancing almost, the orange glow bleeds through your eyelids, or bleeds through the creases between the bottom eyelid and the top, forcing its way into your eye, forcing its way into your brain to make an image or a series of images. And it's, again, it's just for blinks. It's just for moments, seconds, nanoseconds. It doesn't take that long to blink, and you're not blinking that often, but every single time you do, you're tied up in the back of a van going somewhere you don't know and you don't want to go. What has Zeke always been taught to be afraid of?
I think he's always been taught to like be prepared. Mm-hmm. Like don't like leave things to chance.
Zeke, you found and opened those books. You thumbed through them. You're always prepared. And stories carry themselves a lot of different ways and hold a lot of different power. And maybe you had never realized until now, Zeke, but those etchings, those drawings are a story, not with words, but with reality and intent. And unlike your friends here, the moment and the fire that's alight just outside isn't what painted a horror on the back of your eyelids, but you've had that there since you opened those books. Those books have told you that story, whatever it might be, and that story will be with you for the rest of your life. You see eyes glowing red, alit from the fire, almost as if the fire was made to show you these eyes. And you're alone in the campsite. Your tent is crumbled and buried, a lot like the tent you found. Your friends are nowhere to be seen. You're in your pajamas. You're not prepared. You don't have your bag with you. Your car is 5 miles out. And this thing is looking at you, and not looking at you in kindness, not looking at you in curiosity, not looking at you in hunger, but looking at you in disgust. This thing hates you. It doesn't want you to be here. You shouldn't be here. And the three of you sit there, the fire crackling in the background, every stolen blink to moisten your eyes is a moment of torment. Low groans echo through the forest in different areas, but no longer to the silence of the forest, but with the forest. There were moments where there was lifelessness in this forest, and normally that's when there's a predator around, but perhaps the lifelessness isn't coming from this thing. It is something else entirely. What do you guys do?
What can we do?
Yeah. What the fuck?
What do you want to do? You guys are in
sit here.
Yeah, I'm
just scared.
I just have something ready to throw.
Okay.
Now I have a knife in my hand.
Backing up from the zipper that opens up the tent.
Clem, you remember that you were awake the whole time and you hadn't heard it for almost an hour and a half, and it touched your tent and it had gotten so close, and these footsteps are so purposeful. Every step you're hearing, you know you're hearing on purpose. It's right in front of the tent, right by the entrance, and you just hear soft dropping of something or placing of something. The tent shakes a little with the wind. You don't hear steps leave. You don't hear them depart in any direction. There's silence. The fire's out. It's pitch black for about 42 minutes. And then bits of sunlight begin to peek their way into your tent and climb in. And the minute they touch your skin and you blink, whatever was there is gone behind your eyes, but it is a part of you because those stories have always been a part of you. Zeke, you're now the proud owner of the stories that you discovered here in those books. It's daytime. The day breaks. Morning birds chirp. The forest is alive again, but alive in the way that a forest typically is, not alive in the way that it is watching you and waiting on you.
Well, let's eat and get out of here. Or, you know what, let's just get out of here.
Let's just go.
Let's just go.
Yeah.
So, okay. How are we getting out of the tent? It sounded like it put something in front of the tent last night.
And I just, like, unzip, because you know how there's, like, the mesh one before opening it all the way?
You look, and there's two sketchbooks that you've seen before in front of the tent.
Maybe you should look at it, Zeke.
Okay. I'll peek.
You see the two sketchbooks that you handled?
Oh,
are those the same ones?
I think so.
Kind of like look around. There's nothing, right?
We're going to open the other flaps to kind of just look around.
There are some things on the outskirts of the clearing that you can't quite make out. They're small. They're not like traps or anything. It's just there's a small pink, reds, you're not quite sure. Just off in the distance, bits of blues or like purpley, silvery as the light catches it.
Well, I got something to throw. So let's step on out of this tent and see if it's still there. Time to be brave.
Yeah, man, you could go first.
Yeah.
Oh, but you have the knife, so... Okay. So I'm like, how about you sit to the side, open the zipper, and then I'll jump out with the knife.
All right, dude.
It's just like my grandpa taught me from the old country. This is what he used to do in the old country.
Okay.
All right.
Jump out. Ah! Yeah.
I throw something.
Yeah. It's...
pretty good throw.
Your camp. There's... it's slightly destroyed or just... unrested. Things that you've left in certain areas are flipped or turned over or broken. Your stuff mainly is inside.
Okay?
The bear bag... the rope has been clearly severed, and the bear bag is on the ground, opened with every single thing inside of it laid. So the bag itself has been splayed out like a blanket, and everything in it has been laid out evenly, perfectly, across from each other thing inside of it.
We know it's not a bear.
Bears can't do that.
Yeah. Bears can't do that.
Yeah, it's a bear bag specifically, so bears can't do that.
But
well, bears can't do that.
It can't do that.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Have you ever seen a bear pick something up and put it down?
Perfectly.
Exactly.
I mean, they kind of have hands. So, I mean, it's possible.
They don't... they're not going to hold... they're
they
not
don't
gonna,
have thumbs.
How are they going to do that with Javi's lip balm?
I mean, they
no,
use
it's their, not the time for that, Amanda.
You know, they could probably use their fingers kind of like chopsticks, you know? They got claws.
Have you seen a bear use their fingers like chopsticks?
What bears do you know?
Well, what else could have done this? A wolf can't do this.
Big Bird.
Zeke, do you pick up the books?
Yeah, I'll scoop up the books.
Just checking. You don't have to. I don't know if Zeke will.
Yeah, no, I'll just see if there's anything new in them.
Yeah, you thumb through them, and every single page that had those etchings that are now your stories to tell have been ripped out.
Oh.
All right. Let's clean up and get out of here.
Yeah.
Let's clean up and get out of here, yeah. like really, yeah. really quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You...
we'll eat in the car.
Mm-hmm.
You quickly clean up. You maybe you don't even fully disassemble the tent. You just like wrap it up and roll it up and just carry it. It's a 5-mile hike. You want to beat feet. You do all of this. Like I said, there were things, pink, reddish, bits of purple hue, shine silver when the light hits it. Small mammals... with their skin removed.
Ugh.
And 6 different points. Right at the edge of the forest. Left for you.
Do you think it's a witch?
I don't want to think about that. I think we should get out of here.
This is some Baba Yaga shit right here.
I don't think whatever that was wants us here. So I say we get... let's just go.
Yeah, I think we should just leave.
You hike 5 miles back to the last unicorn. You see nothing on the walk back. You don't hear running water, but you swore there was running water. And you make it back to the car, and you get in the van, and
you just throw the shit in. We don't
I think that you... it's a meaningful hike, and then the minute you can see the van, it turns into a run.
Yeah.
You just throw the shit in. We don't like... yeah. I think normally we're fairly organized, but this time just like,
Hop everything in, hop in, begin driving. As you do, you start the car. I think you all were getting so focused on getting into the car. You reverse, you begin driving, and then 4 skinless mammal bodies fall off the van.
Oh.
What?
And you make your way out of Yellowstone National Park. And that's where we're gonna end the episode.
Adam, I hate you.
I love you guys.
Adam, I hate you.
I love you guys. I hope everyone...
are we marked for death? Are we marked for... what is this?
I think you should all listen to this episode when you're camping and at night. I think that's the best time to listen to this.
Don't do it.
This is a lot of fun. I hope everyone had fun.
Don't listen to him.
Bye-bye! Dude, what an episode, guys.
Fuck you.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Gems Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5gemsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 Gems in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5gemsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.